Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show with Mike Wood, coming to you live from the city of medicine, Durham, North Carolina, the greatest city on the planet. Long time no hear. We've been doing other things, other places, but we are back home right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Overtime Sports Show. Tonight, a special guest for you, Kimberly Knight. Now, she is an advocate for HIV and all things included within that. And they're doing some great things in the Research Triangle Park area. And like I say, the Overtime Sports Show, we're just not a sports show. We'll bring you things that are happening around the community, especially great things that are happening around the community. And Ms. Knight has a story of the ages that led her to doing what she does and the passion she has for it. And ladies and gentlemen, she is very good at what she does, and she brings awareness to the community, and not only community, the nation and the world. And we're so happy to have her here tonight on the Overtime Sports Show. Good afternoon, Ms. Knight. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I am doing well. How are you?
I am doing great, even though an old man like me with all this rain around, things ain't working like they used to. That WD-40 ain't as good as it used to be, but I'm hanging in there and trying to get things going. Well, Ms. Knight, tell us about your story. You have a unique story. Now, it's not a story that's not uncommon, but it's a story that's somewhat unique because you took your experiences and really parlayed it into something that is fantastic. I mean, you're getting in contact with people that or well-known actors and actresses, and you have well-connected people that come in and help you with this. You have a whole bunch of things going on in month of May, June, July, you name it, a whole bunch of things go on. So tell us about your unique story and what caused you to get into this activism.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. Again, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kimberly Knight, and I am a contributing writer for Sheen Magazine, and I'm also a HIV activist, so I'm very big about the cause. And I'll tell you why, because nearly 4 years ago in 2012, I lost the love of my life to complications to AIDS. And the reason our story is so unique is because when he passed away, I did not know his status at that time. So I didn't learn his status until he was like in a coma-like state in the hospital after I experienced 2.5 days of him going from a pillar of health to someone who was on a life support machine. So it really was a very forgiving peace time in my life, and it made me very passionate about the cause. My late husband actually lived with HIV for over 8 years without treatment by choice. And he did not live in openness. He lived in silence with his illness. And the other part about it that makes me so passionate is for people that are living with HIV or affected by it to this extent, I really want to make sure I put the piece out there of us having open communication and dialogue in our communities, in our homes, especially in our minority communities, our African-American communities that are most affected by this illness that is plaguing our society. So that's the uniqueness of my story. Now that we are fast forward now, 3.5 years later, I've done lots of great work in the community with several different organizations, and one of them that I'm really proud to say I've helped out was the Alliance of AIDS Services Carolinas. They've been a tremendously wonderful organization to me. They're a nonprofit that works daily on giving assistance to people living with or affected by HIV, whether it's housing or whether it's food services or medication assistance or anything that people will need that are living with or affected by the illness. They can go to that center and have it as a safe haven place to be able to learn more about HIV and AIDS. And it's really been a great place for me to grow as I've been volunteering there, and I did an internship there as well. So now it's time to pay it forward and give back. And that brings me to this exciting fashion show that we will be having on Saturday, June 4th, nearly 3 weeks away, that will be discussing everything about HIV awareness and research and cure. And one of the big things is I'm excited because I had the opportunity to partner with Dr. Allison Matthews of To Beat HIV. That's the number 2-BEAT-HIV. And her whole grant purpose at UNC Chapel Hill is for them to focus in on HIV cure research, because we are now focusing on getting to zero cases and getting to the cure. So that initiative puts a lot of awareness in the community. And along with my personal blog, the Lux blog, which is THELUXBLOG, we have partnered together to bring forth a community event that is totally free. And all you have to do is go on eventbrite.com to be able to register. But the event is going to be held at my alma mater, North Carolina Central University, at the Miller Morgan Auditorium. And the best part, we have hostesses like WRAL's Micaiah Thurman opening our ceremony for us. And then we have the lovely acclaimed actress and HIV activist Cheryl Lee Ralph. That will be coming. You may know her from Dreamgirls or Moesha. She was D on Moesha. Or now currently she plays the grandmother on Instant Mom, which is a great show on Nickelodeon that stars Tiamari Hardick. So it is amazing to be able to have people like that in the community see the visions that we're doing and want to take part in it on this kind of level. So that's what I wanted to share, definitely.
Yeah, you know, and one thing about it, I can say this about my alma mater too, North Carolina Central University, is that they are really deeply into the community. They're one of the few HBCUs around the country who will actually address this issue. A lot of HBCUs, a lot of black churches, a lot of just ignorant people in general tend to avoid it, but you can't avoid it. Now, I know black churches will sit there and they will say, well, you know, it's an abomination, all this. But see, what they don't realize is there may not have been a name for it, but all through the years in their church, all of a sudden they say, you know, Deacon Brown, boy, he was healthy as I don't know what, and within 2 weeks he was gone. He lost all his weight. They don't know that's what it was. It's just that they just saw Deacon Brown get sick. But they don't know that, you know, there's no sin in the world that isn't done in the dark that won't come to the light. I'm not trying to bounce off anybody, but it just aggravates me to no end that African-American churches will not, for the most part, talk about this subject and inform their members, which that would be a great start if you could get most of the religious community in on this and get them to disseminate the information as well as others. It is truly something that affects a lot of people. And like you say, sometimes it affects them in silence. And what they need to realize is there's no shame. Talk about it, get treatment for it, get help for it, spread the information around about the treatment for it, and then it won't be such an epidemic. Things are going to happen. You know, but it just seems like to me that we just need to talk more about this issue as much as we can, because it really is affecting the world, not just the African-American community, the white community. It's affecting the world, and we need to put a handle on this thing. And you're doing a great job at getting out the information, disseminating, and get people to know exactly what's going on. But I do have a question for you. You are an amazing person. You are
Thank
a pillar
you.
Of strength. I mean, you are. I mean, you really, really are. And you're a pillar of strength and forgiveness. And that's where my question comes in. What inside of you, or what about you, your makeup, your DNA and everything, allows you to forgive the way that you have forgiven? I don't hear any animosity when you talk about your husband. I don't hear any, you know, any growl or anything, or any anger. Me, I'm a forgiving person. But in my lifetime, I would have been doing at least 6 consecutive life sentences if I would have acted on the way I felt. But I am a forgiving person. So how do you go about doing that? What inside you allows you to just, as Teddy Pendergrass says, let it go?
I love that segue to Teddy Pendergrass. He's one of my favorite artists ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Teddy. Teddy man.
Yeah. And one of the things I can definitely say is I refuse to allow it to take away my life's purpose. And what I did is I saw the situation happening before my eyes, but it was really just at the hospital, the experience of once I found out the news and the doctor told me this was his diagnosis, I just literally went into a room to have a moment for myself to just release and pray and cry and just let it all out. And it's really a soft voice that came to me, which I truly in my faith walk believe was the Holy Spirit. It spoke to my heart to just forgive for past, present, and what's to come. And at that time, I honestly, Mike, did not know if I was going to be diagnosed with HIV, if we were already in the stage of discussing family planning. So there was a lot of things that could have happened, but by grace, it did not. And so it just became one of those things between great family, great friends, a supportive therapist, and a great passion for a cause and taking my lemons and turning it into lemonade and just really focusing in on the brighter side of things. I've therapeutically been able to be a part of implementing conversations between other people in that have the same situation. Like you said, my story is not unfamiliar. It is a story we've heard before, but how everybody reacts to it is always different. And that's how my reaction was. I literally was just like, okay, I can either allow this to take me over and be bitter and sad and crying every day and just remorseful, or either I can just say to myself, no, no matter what comes forward, I'm going to remain focused on what the purpose is, and that is to do better and to live a life as complete. So that's how I got to that point. That's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you know, I was asking the question because a friend of mine who works within the hospital system, I won't say which hospital it is, but this same type of situation came up, and they were informed by the doctors that this was the situation, and that person absolutely, totally trashed the hospital room, including the patient, and it took six, count this now, six police officers, hospital, not security, but police officers, to take this person down, and she only weighed 125 pounds. She was that incensed that this happened. I mean, and my friend told me, and when I say trash the room, I'm not talking about turn over the food and tore up a monitor. I'm talking about tore down the television, tore up the commode with her bare hands. So, you know, she really was either had something she was been holding on to for a long time, or they just welled up in her right then. And that's the reason why, I mean, basically, how are you just, you know, and you explained it, but how are you just so calm? I mean, you know, when I talk to you, every time I listen to one of the things you put on Facebook or we talk here on the Overtime Sports Show, you just you're that calming voice. I'm just not saying that. You're that calming voice that the HIV community activism needs. You don't need shouting. You don't need yelling. You don't need talking at people. You need to have the ability to listen and talk to them. And I hear that in you. I mean, it's really just unbelievable to me. Just, you know, with your story and just how you're just taking all this in stride, knowing that yourself now that you're probably going to get tested for the rest of your days, but still, it's just like, you're just like the calm in the storm.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I'm serious, and people know me. I just don't say stuff like this. I mean, when I say it, I mean it. I do, and it's like, you know, wow, that's all I can say. Well, do me a favor. Tell us once again about when those shows are. And another thing, too, if you know how people can donate money, because, as usual, to find the cure to everything is it takes money. And our government really, from the time we found out about it, which was, back in the 80s, and I remember well that every single night, we were having things on the news about HIV and how it all of a sudden just seemed to pop up overnight. I mean, it was like one day you didn't hear anything about it. The next day it was the biggest news since the invent the wheel. And well, how can people donate and find out about and learn about and read about and do the local health departments? Can you contact them? What kind of information do you have about that?
Sure. What I can definitely share is, first off, when it comes to becoming a part of the awareness community, for everyone, I'm not sure of all the listening area you have, but I always commend people to look into your local area that has a HIV Awareness Center. For us here in Raleigh-Durham, we have the Alliance of AIDS Services. So that's AASC-.org. That you can go to their website, and they have a link there where you're welcome to donate, whether it's your time or your money. I always tell people, go to an event they host or go check out a volunteer opportunity with them, whether it's going to be a community day event or something in the office, so you can see what the inner workings of the organization is doing, and that always leads people to want to donate for the cause. Also, another organization doing great work here in the Triangle is the North Carolina AIDS Action Network. That's called NCANN, NCANN.com. They do amazing political work on the grassroots front for us, fighting at the legislature, for us, for policies for medications and policies for people to get medical assistance and things like that are living with or affected by HIV. So they are out on the forefront lawn, out there on the Capitol steps fighting for us. So that's a great organization to also donate to as well. And for educational resource, beyond those two local centers, you have a great umbrella organization called GreaterThanAIDS.org. And I've had the pleasure of working on a lot of their projects. I've worked on their Empowered project before. And they are an amazing organization. They're located in Washington, D.C., and they do a great deal of community work globally for HIV awareness. So that way, if you're someone that's not in the Triangle area listening, you can be able to connect with them online on their website, and they actually have a portal where you can go in, put in your zip code, and it'll tell you your nearest center near you, where you live. And they have opportunities for you to donate and to do all types of events and things like that. It's a really fun, great website. For our event that's coming up, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. That's what I was hearing. Yeah, go ahead with your event and how they can get in contact with you.
Yes. Now, for our event, it's called Red is the New Black Fashion Show, and it will be held June 4th from 1 to 4 p.m., and that is going to be at North Carolina Central University in the Miller Morgan Auditorium, which is their public health education building. You can get tickets to it at eventbrite.com/redisthenewblack. Tickets are free. You RSVP with your email address, and you're in there. I will tell you this, though. We already have 136 registered people as of right now, and we haven't even gone to the extent of promoting on corporate radio yet like we will later this week or going on TV like we will next week. So I can tell you right now, seats are filling up fast, so please RSVP and register at eventbrite.com/redisthenewblacknc. And you can always follow us on at the Lux Blog NC, which is on Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, and Instagram. It's at the Lux Blog NC. And you can also hashtag find to beat HIV. They are on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Again, that is to beat HIV. And they're an amazing organization out of UNC Chapel Hill. That is Dr. Allison Matthews. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta, just like Shirley Rouse. She is doing amazing work with that grant that she has over there. So definitely support. Come on out for a great community event. It's going to be fashion, live music, poetry, people from the community that are going to be talking. We're going to have all types of fun stuff going on, giveaways and a silent auction. So it's going to be a fun time. So we can't wait to see everybody there.
And one quick question before I let you go that just came to my mind, which, you know, I usually have old-timers disease and things come in waves these days, not just in a constant stream. But how much resistance over the years that you've been doing this have you had to wade your way through? I mean, how much just outright, I don't want to deal with you, I don't want to deal with it, you know, forget you, forget it, you know, that kind of thing. How much of that
resistance
have you had to deal
from
with?
Like peers or family members or friends
everybody,
or
everybody,
just in
everybody, peers, in general, yeah.
Okay, Resistance, I did have to go through losing family members of my in-laws as well as my actual bloodline family members that did distance themselves because of me being such an open activist. A lot of people wanted to keep the knowledge of going through a spider bite as the reason for why my husband passed. But I believe in living in your truth and living in your purpose. And when you're given an assignment to do,
can I ask this? Well, I hate to interrupt you.
You're fine.
The doctor, the medical people actually had the information right there in their hands, and they're still going with the spider bite theory?
Yeah, a lot of people because we thought when he first went into the hospital that it was due to a spider bite because we saw like a small marking on his calf muscle, and we thought that was a bug bite indeed because he had gone to the park, and we thought that a bug bite happened. And so after I was told his diagnosis, many family members on both ends wanted to keep that same story going. And to some people, that story is still out there. But with me being such an open activist, and like I tell anybody else, when you're doing an assignment, when there's going to be people that fall along the way, and it's not because all of them are not going to be because they totally dislike what you do. Sometimes it's because they have to be supportive to those who are opposing to what you're doing. But it's one of those things where you have to be open to the idea of shedding to a new season. It's just like when we have the fall or the spring come in, there's always a regrowing or a shedding of to be able to go to the next season. And you have to be open to when you go to another season in life that this may happen. This is part of things that could happen. As for the community, I've had tremendous support. I think everyone that has implemented in my writing career the last 3 years and my HIV awareness career in the last 3.5, they've all been super wonderful. I'm actually a master's in public health graduate student right now, and everyone that I've encountered has been super supportive in the community. So I haven't had any resistance there. And you know, just in your personal life, when you're deciding if you want to date again, there are going to be people that resist to you because they're not understanding totally or educated about the illness or what it is. So that comes to being a resistance. And with me being HIV negative, I think a lot of people find it hard to believe, being that I was married. But that's what happens when you have those open conversations of using protection and everything else with your partner. And I think people just need to be more open about their status and know your status.
You see, another thing, too, that people seem to forget, and, you know, on this show I don't usually talk like this, but the basic bottom line is this. God, you don't mess with God's people. He always puts a shield around them, no matter who they are or what situation they find themselves in. If you're one of the true believers in him, he will protect you. So, you know, we may do some crazy things in life, but see, yours wasn't crazy because you had no idea. They were hiding it from you. You weren't hiding anything from them. They were hiding it from you, but God just put his arms around you and said, nah, not this time. And it happens that way. And people don't believe that, but I'm telling you, it's true. And people, you know, if people
that
just
is
would
so
stop
true.
It's true, because I'm a living witness to that. But anyway. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Knight, for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. I tell you, the one thing about truth is truth will always be right, and wrong will always be wrong. And whether people want to believe wrong, let them be wrong. But the truth is what's going to shine bright. And it's simple. Sometimes the truth is hard. Sometimes the truth is tough. You know, I'd rather tell the truth in any situation and let it be taken care of there and then there, to perpetrate a lie and continue to have to try to remember it and keep it going. And people just don't understand that. They just don't do it. But anyway, thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. I can promise you it will not be the last time. If you want to come back anytime, we'll get you on there and we'll get you on the show. Hopefully we'll be able to get our other thing going so people can actually see what you look like and we can have a conversation that way. I know they don't want to see me because I got the face for newspapers, so nobody wants to see me. I know they want to see you. But thank you so much for appearing, and we will talk at a later time and probably after the show because you're going to be doing things, you know, throughout the year. So we'll bring you back on and we'll talk about those too.
Yes, and if you're available to come, please come out and register. We definitely want to have you come out and be there. We also have press links available, so if people would like to be press, volunteer, or vendor, We do have all those things available on our Facebook event. I can actually email you, Mike, all those links if you like to share. But we definitely want people to come on out and support.
I tell you what, email those to me, and you know what? You just might see me there. Because I think this is worth it. I think that it is one of the things that the community needs. And besides, I got a crush on Cheryl Lee Ralph. But anyway.
Come on out and get the interviewer. Come on out.
Yeah, I tell you what, I can't believe that she's playing a grandma. You know, I just can't believe her as a grandmother anyway.
I know,
anyway,
right?
I know. But thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtown Sports Show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you have a great day. Bye-bye. That was Kimberly Knight, an HIV awareness activist here in Durham, North Carolina, and surrounding areas, as you well know, not only Durham, but it's turning out to be around the world. Well, thank you so much tonight for listening to the Overtime Sports Show. We'll be on every night, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, starting at 6:30. 6:30, Monday through Friday. We're going to try to have guests for you. We're going to try to have a great show. So you tune in, tell your friends, the Overtime Sports Show, live from the greatest city on the planet, Durham, North Carolina, Monday through Friday, 6:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, goodbye, everybody.